Good evening, everybody. My name is Joe, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm not really from Kokomo, but I was asked to speak in English tonight, so hope you can understand me. It's good to be here, and full house, as usual. It's gratifying to be part of this fellowship. And there's a few people from my other meetings that are here to hear my listen to my BS. And that's being sober for you. So I was asked to talk about the usual stuff, how it was, what happened, and how it is today, and how it was. It was a mess all my life. My first drink was given to me by my father when I was when I celebrated my fifth birthday. And in my tradition, in my culture, which is Portugal, not Kokomo, when we reached the age of going to, in those days, was primary school, it was like a habit to tradition to give the young kid, no matter if it was a little boy or a little girl, a shot of port wine. And that was, yeah, that's what I said when I was 5 years old. And that's what my father gave to me. He was an alcoholic. And his father, my grandfather, I never knew, he died of DT, delirium tremens, caused by alcoholism. So it ran in the family, but I didn't know when I turned 5 years old. So I got that, and my birthday is next month, in December, by Christmas season. So it was cold, it's usually cold. And that little shot of port wine kind of, felt good and warm and sweet, and I loved it. I liked it. And every year since that fifth birthday, I always got my shot of port wine, and I always liked it. And on my 10th birthday, which was the end of primary school before going to high school, me and the guys that went through the 4 years of primary school got together, and we had a few shots of port wine. Quite a few. And it was my very first time that I drank more than just one and realized I had this ability to stand, to drink more than one and not feel strange. So that happened through all my life, throughout high school. My very first blackout was when I was 14 years old. And that was a few beers, a lot of beers. It was the end of summer. And after all the beers were gone, there was only one bottle of triple sec. And I drank the bottle of triple sec. And I liked it. But it made me sick. Made me sick, and I didn't drink any more triple sec. I could not even hear the name for 10 years when I was in the military and in Africa, part of the colonial expeditionary army. I was drafted, and all the beer and scotch and gin and all the booze was gone, and at the officer's bar, there was just this bottle of triple sec. So yes, I drank it. And I liked it this time. Yeah. So I could hold my liquor. Throughout my life, I could always hold my liquor. And there was never a problem with me. I never got into an accident. I was never in jail. I never got a DUI or whatever. That was not a problem with me. I didn't slur my words. I was standing up at the end of the night while everybody else was, blasted, passing out, puking. I was what the book calls the gentleman. I drank like a gentleman. But being a gentleman drinker, was a lie. So along those lines, you know, just believing that I was not an alcoholic, I messed up my first marriage. I left everything behind, my wife, my house, my son, my dignity, my self-respect, everything. And I came to this country. And I continued drinking, and still considering that it was my first ex-wife's fault that my marriage broke up. It was nothing caused by me, because I was a gentleman drinker. So I came to this country and continued to drink everything, everywhere, and messing up everything. Jobs, relationships, pseudo-relationships. Until a little over a year and a half ago, when I went to a physical, and the doctor said, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to die in a couple of months because your liver is getting into out of whack. If you continue like this, you're going to get liver cirrhosis. So I didn't want that. I didn't want that. And by the doctor's orders, coming to 90 meetings in 90 days, I came to AA. And then I came to AA. That very first meeting, I keep telling it everywhere I go, that very first meeting was my spiritual awakening, believe it or not. Because I didn't know anything about AA. I was not an alcoholic. And I came to this first meeting, which was a big book reading, big book study. And I was greeted by complete strangers that I never met before. And, you know, just made me feel welcome. And I felt good being there and, you know, scared and crazy. How am I going to stop drinking? I've been drinking all my life. And, you know, this is not going to work for me. But the point is, at that big book study, they were reading about me. I felt that immediate connection over there. The person that they were reading on the book, the story they were talking about, the man that was in the book, was me. So months later, talking to my sponsor, my first sponsor, you know, I was telling the story, and he said, and I always had reluctance in this God thing of the AA and the dogma that I perceived as being involved in it. So he was telling me, that was your spiritual awakening. I mean, it doesn't mean that it was God or whatever you want to call it, but it was that first connection, and I felt it, and I still feel it, because I'm here. And ever since that very first meeting, I did the 90 meetings in 90 days, more than 90 meetings in 90 days, and I read the book from the sponsor, been of service whenever I can, joined another organization that allows me to be fit spiritually on a daily basis. Pearl, congratulations, and Greg, for your years of sobriety, one day at a time. That's all that matters. And my spiritual fitness on a daily basis keeps telling me that I'm an alcoholic. You guys made me an alcoholic because I was not an alcoholic before. And thank you for reminding me that. Thank you for reminding me that. Because it keeps me on my toes and keeps me on my fitness, my spirituality. Because I'm an alcoholic. I'm not cured of alcoholism. All I have is a daily reprieve based on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. So I try to do that. And not having been spiritual or connected to anything, I'm sober today. Thank you.